That story was produced by NPR's Ari Shapiro and our London producer, Rich Preston. Tonight on All Things Considered, we'll hear from survivors, medical workers, and others as they remember the London bombings 10 years ago. This is Morning Edition from NPR News.
Good morning. I'm Brian Moline with the opening commodity market report this morning on AM 580. A couple of notes for you this morning. Global stocks mostly fell on Tuesday as Greece's spiraling crisis kept investors on edge and as Chinese markets dropped despite government intervention. Germany's DAX was down 0.9%. France's CAC 40 shed 1.1%. Britain's FTSE 100 dropped 0.3%. Wall Street is looking set for small gains. Futures for the Dow Jones Industrial Average and S&P 500 up 0.1% and 0.2% respectively. Well, we'll hear from Drew Lerner coming up in just a moment. Locally here, rain already this morning. If you were up at about 4:30 this morning, you heard some pretty heavy rain come through here in east central Illinois. It's lightened up and looks like we'll have occasional showers, isolated thunderstorms today with a high of 75 degrees. Looks like rain pretty well through most of the day today. Things should taper off tonight. Chance of rain back in the forecast tomorrow here for the WILL listening area and a high of 73 degrees. Speaking of Drew Lerner, we'll hear from him coming up in just a moment.
Support for this agricultural weather forecast on WILL comes from the Friends of WILL and from Busey. Whether it's quickly approaching or many years away, Busey Wealth Management provides retirement solutions tailored to one's specific needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Favorable weather conditions will prevail across a big part of the U.S. Midwest over the next week to 10 days. Certainly some heavy rain occurred across parts of the region overnight last night, extending from parts of Kansas through Missouri and eastern portions of Iowa into parts of Illinois and further to the north into Wisconsin and Michigan. Some of the rain was pretty impressive, running upwards to 1 to 3 inches, some local totals getting over 4 inches in a few counties. The precipitation returned a very wet and soggy environment for some of this region, and the precipitation is not over, and it also extended further to the southwest into some hard red winter wheat country and even as far to the southwest as West Texas cotton country. All of these areas reported some impressive rainfall in the last 24 hours. We'll see more today and into tomorrow. The precipitation will be greatest over these next 2 days, coming out of Oklahoma and southeastern Kansas through the heart of Missouri into the heart of Illinois and portions of Indiana, with 1 to 3 inch amounts likely across the region. Some local totals again getting up over 4 inches. The rainfall might be a little bit less intensive further to the east, with the totals upwards to 1.5 inches, maybe 2 inches in a few locations. To the northwest and to the west central parts of the Corn Belt, it's relatively dry. We're not expecting a lot of precipitation to occur in those areas for the next couple of days. But remember, most of this rain I just described is today and tomorrow. On Thursday, we'll start seeing some drier weather. In fact, on Thursday, there'll be a ridge of high pressure beginning to build up from southeast to northwest across the country. The ridge will be focused on the southeastern states, the Delta, and the lower Midwest initially Thursday and Friday, and then over the weekend it'll start to shift to the west, impacting a big part of the plains and the western Corn Belt eventually. The ridge is expected to take up home position over the high plains region as we move into the early part of next week, and it will likely stay out there through the duration of the balance of the two-week forecast period. We'll expect to see this ridge to be relatively weak, but it will be significant enough to suppress rainfall in parts of the plains and a few areas in the western Corn Belt periodically, and also allow for warmer temperatures to prevail. The majority of the Midwest will get away from these heavier rain events like the one that's occurring now and continuing into tomorrow. There will be a distribution of shower and thunderstorms across the Midwest, however, on a routine basis across the Midwest as we go out through the balance of the two-week forecast period. The precipitation is expected to move around and not persist in any particular area. So there will be some locally heavy rains periodically, but we're not expecting it to fester into a big generalized problem with flooding or excessive moisture in any particular location. That doesn't mean we won't have some localized problems periodically, but I think getting away from the heavier rains of today and tomorrow will be a very definite end result of the forecast coming up. And the warmer temperatures will accelerate drying rates across the region, but today and tomorrow will be incredibly cool across the Midwest, with most temperatures from the highs only running in the 70s with a few 60-degree readings in some of the heavier rainfall areas. There will be some 80-degree temperatures to the east of the heavier rain in Ohio and Kentucky today, and we'll look for that area to cool down tomorrow. The temperatures will turn around and get into the 80s and 90s as we move through the weekend, and probably next week some areas in the plains could get up over 100 degrees, but that should stay outside of the corn and soybean production areas. We'll expect to see a generally favorable environment for crop development to occur not only in the Midwest, but the Delta and Southeastern states and most of the plains as we move out through the middle of the month and into the latter part of this month, supporting pollination for corn and aggressive crop development in other areas. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for this agricultural weather forecast on WILL comes from the Friends of WILL. Thank you. And from Busey, with more than 145 years of strength and service in our communities. Busey, your dream, our promise.
It's 74 degrees at 8:55 here at WILL, and time to bring in Pete Manhart from Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Pete, good morning. Looks like we've got a lot of red on the board this morning.
A lot of red on the board is it's just the way it is. We went up in the last 3 weeks 70 cents on corn. We've dropped back 20 already. 7 to 8 of that's today. Beans, we were up $1.45. Today we're down 10 to 15, and in the last 2 or 3 days, we have dropped 30 from those highs. At the moment, we have September corn down 7.5 at 419. December corn's down 7.25 at 427.5. We have the August soybeans down 15 at 10.07. November's are at 10.02.5, down 12. They hit, 37 in the last few days. Wheat for September is at 580, down 15. We've dropped 40 there of the 70 that it went up. It wouldn't surprise us if we dropped half of that movement up. We've had some dry weather now, and even though it's rained the last day, industry for some reason thinks dry weather is going to make all this ugly corn and beans get better. The good to excellent rating did go up one on corn and was unchanged on beans. So that's kind of a mental thing for industry thinking, oh, we're not going to get any worse, and it's still very mixed out there with lots of really ugly corn and beans, and we don't know that we're going to recover that much from it through the summer, but the idea if we dry out that we'll recover is pushing things lower, and we also have profit taking of that 70 that we went up and the $1.45 we went up, so I would expect us to be sideways to lower here after the big move up. I don't know that industry will realize how bad the crop is in lots of places until we actually put the combine in the field and see what harvest is. I don't know how you go out and take samples and know if it's representative of anything. I've got guys with 200 bushel corn, and I've got guys with 50 bushel corn, and they're a half a mile to a mile to 2 miles apart. And that's all over the Midwest, not just here. If you drive clear to the Ohio line, you drive through Missouri, you drive across northern Illinois into Iowa, there's all kinds of really ugly stuff. Minnesota is the best state, 84% good to excellent. Illinois is only 61, and I don't know where all that is, but there are good spots in lots of places, but don't expect industry to realize what the crop size is going to be until we actually get into harvest. And I think that's the biggest thing. How do you tell what's out there at the moment? No one really knows, but it's lots of really not very good stuff. And this is Pete Manhart at Bates Commodities and Normal, with corn down 7, beans down 12, and wheat down 15.
All right, Pete, thanks a lot. We appreciate it. Pete Manhart with Bates Commodities over in Normal this morning on the opening commodity market report. And as Pete mentioned, it's been rainy here in Illinois and across much of the Corn Belt for sure, and it looks like we've got more of that rainy weather in our forecast here locally. Had a big heavy shower move through Champaign-Urbana between about 4:30 and 5. Rain has tapered off since then, but look for occasional showers and isolated thunderstorms today. A high of 75 degrees. Cooler tonight, mostly cloudy skies, a 20% chance of a shower this evening, and a low of 57 degrees. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies. There's a chance of showers in the morning, then showers and thunderstorms likely again tomorrow afternoon. Cool out there as well with a high of just 73 degrees. Showers and thunderstorms are likely tomorrow night. We'll drop down to 72 for the low. And for Thursday, mostly cloudy skies. Rain likely early in the morning, and then we should just turn mostly cloudy with a high of 78. A rain chance back in the forecast again for Thursday night into Friday. A 40% chance Thursday night, a low of 65. 50% chance of rain on Friday with a high of 84. Should get a chance to dry out a little bit, at least over the weekend. Mostly sunny skies for both Saturday and Sunday, and a high of 90 degrees both days. A rain chance back in the forecast again on Monday with a high of 86 degrees. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL-AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. Morning Edition continues. It's 9 o'clock. I'm Brian Moline.
Good morning. Rapid Rehousing is a government program to combat homelessness. The goal is to get families out of shelters quickly. We'll hear why that hasn't done more to help on Morning Edition from NPR News. There are now more Latinos than Anglos, or whites, in California. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm David Green. That's a significant milestone, but the growing Latino population is not expected to have a big political impact in California, at least not yet. In South Carolina, lawmakers are a step closer to taking the Confederate flag off the statehouse grounds. We'll also hear why Greeks see Germany's finance minister as Darth Vader, and we'll meet a Nigerian chef with a mobile kitchen. He hit the road on a Greyhound bus and wowed American diners with the food he grew up with. It is Tuesday, July 7th. Figure skater Michelle Kwan turns 35 today. The news is next.